Supporters say the bill still requires energy companies to increase the use of alternative resources. It just doesn't mandate yearly increases. But opponents say this plan keeps kicking the can down the road on policies that they say helped progress the state's green energy industry. That includes Republican Representative Mike Duffy of Worthington.
We can do energy efficiency and renewables without making the mandates for Ohioans, without giving control to utilities, and without playing such large incentives that utilities have actually turned these programs into profit centers.
The bill is expected to pass the Senate by the end of the week. Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.